1:1 says, "What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld with our hands, handled concerning the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen, and we bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write so that our joy may be made complete." John, the writer here, starts out from the very beginning expressing to the reader that these things that he is going to share with them are not things that they heard secondhand. They're not tales that they heard about, but these are all things that they saw with their own eyes. They handled with their own hands. They were with Jesus in person. They touched Him. They spent 3 years of their life with Him and saw all these things. Thus, they have a testimony to share. In the second chapter, John writes, "My little children." As he gives instruction to the reader, he expresses this closeness, this relationship, not just as students, but my children. He expresses care for them, just like Jesus did to them. But he writes, he says, "My little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." He writes here that, "My little children, I'm writing these things that you may not sin." 1 John 1:8, prior to this, he expresses, "If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us." John makes it clear that there is always forgiveness for, John makes it clear that sin is a fact, hopefully an occasional fact, for the life of a Christian. 1 John 1:9, he says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." John also makes it clear that there is always forgiveness for repented and confessed sins. John also wants it to be clear that the Christian should be concerned about sin. Thus, John's purpose in writing this letter was that you may not sin. John never says, so that way you won't sin. "If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the world." God's desire for us is to not sin, but if we do, God Himself put a provision in place that takes care of that sin for us. You see, a human defense lawyer argues for the innocence of his client, but our advocate, Jesus Christ, if we admit our guilt, He enters into a plea on our behalf, takes our sin, our guilt, our punishment, and He made an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus here is identified by John as Jesus Christ the righteous. That means He is fully qualified to serve as our advocate. He is sinless, He is blameless, He is perfect. In verse 2, John says that He Himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not just for ours, but also for the whole world. He Himself is our propitiation. He satisfies God's wrath for us. And not just for our sin, but that of the entire world. And that's what Jesus did on that cross for us. 1 John 4:9-10 says, "By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God had sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." It was God's love that sent His Son to the cross to die for us, to become our sin, our atoning sacrifice, and the propitiation for our sins. And as we come now before His table and we partake of these emblems that represent His body and His blood, these are things that we need to keep in our mind, as John wrote, that His little children, and heed these instructions. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank You, God, so much for this day You bless us with. We thank You so much for this blessing, Lord, that we can come to this place, Lord, and have fellowship with one another, that we can strengthen one another, Lord, that we can sing praises to Your holy name. And most of all, Lord, we thank You, God, so much for this time that we can meet around Your Son's table, that we can partake of these emblems, Lord, which represent Your body and Your blood, and that we can recall that sacrifice, Lord, that You made for us on the cross, that You not only became our sin and took our punishment, but You did it for the entire world, Lord. And just please, Lord God, help us for when we sin and fall short. And we just cannot thank You, Lord, enough for everything You do for us, because You loved us so much to send Your only begotten Son for us. In Jesus' name, amen.